With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Every morning, Darren Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for February 7th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and I'm here today with Maggie. How you doing, Maggie?
Hey, Taryn. Hey, everyone. I'm doing well. I'm happy to be here to talk Celebrity Big Brother. I haven't watched Celebrity Big Brother since I've been a part of RHAP, so this is very cool and exciting thing for me to be here today.
Yes, talking about these celebrities, we are, of course, here to talk about everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother Celebrity live feeds. It was day 12 in the house, and this is another little bit of a snoozy day here.
Yeah, I think it's hard because it's basically just people like running through scenarios of the veto. The problem is that they're going to play the veto, they're going to switch it out. It's going to be basically like a double eviction. Like there's not going to be enough time to really implement any of these scenarios. So they're trying to lock it in now, but also it's just sort of the HOH going over and over and over the same thing with different people in different rooms.
Yeah, I talked about this on my stream a little bit last night, but basically what they've done with this particular elimination cycle is they've extended the amount of time that we have between nominations and veto, which tends to be the slowest portion of the entire week because right before nominations, it's, you know, figuring out the plan, trying not to be nominated. After nominations, there's maybe some fallout, which is usually a little bit fun. But after the fallout, it's just waiting for the veto. And there's not a lot that you can do before the veto competition comes in because those results are very important. You can't really start campaigning because you don't even know who you're going to be up against if the veto happens. Or you might win the veto and you might not have to be up there. You can't really campaign between the two of them. You can kind of be like, if they stay the same, then this is what we'll do. But that's different than saying we have to get this person out because they're an option right now. And even the replacement nominee situation is like, well, if this person wins, maybe I'll put up this person and then maybe we'll vote out this person. And then if this person wins, we'll maybe put up this person and maybe vote out this person. But none of it is immediate enough that anybody is willing to go beyond that immediate, that like first level conversation.
And that's the thing, like watching these feeds, I'm like, okay, you know how when you're in like first grade or whatever, they would give you books based on your reading level and it was like A, B, C. So like we have the A group, which is like Lamar, Chris Kattan, Todd Bridges. We can throw him in there. We have like the C group, which is, I would say, Chris Kirkpatrick, Misha, even like Todrick maybe is at like level D. And then like the only person who like is actually playing the Big Brother that we watched all last summer is Jonna, and she's at like level J. So, and it's like so funny to watch Chris Kirkpatrick like try to explain how to play the game to her and have her be like, wow, yeah, good idea. When she like is the only person who, if you plopped her in a regular Big Brother season, would have a fighting chance.
Yeah, it feels that way to some degree here. And I will say, I think that this format, it did work, especially in the first season of Big Brother Celebrity, but I think it only worked there because there were more J-level players who,
yes,
who are willing and capable of like plotting out every single scenario and locking it in just in case. Whereas in this version, not quite this.
And like even Chris Kirkpatrick is like trying to talk to Shauna and be like, okay, so what if we do this and this? But I think she's just so over it that she's like, oh, I can't think that far ahead, because she's like, I can't go over this again and again. And he's like, we have to think farther ahead. And she's like, okay, you can think further ahead. I'm going to go to the other side of the house and lie to them and we'll reconvene. It's great. She's been really fun to watch.
Of course, another issue here that I've talked a little bit about already, I don't want to get too into it, is that the feeds are cutting very, very often. It's very difficult to get into the rhythm of a conversation because a lot of it's being cut. And because this drama between Mirai and Kirkpatrick is at the heart of the strategy this week, the feeds are also cutting often during the strategy talks. Like you'll be waiting and waiting and waiting for a strategy talk to finally happen. And then when it does, there's a huge cut during it. And so it's difficult. It's difficult stuff here on the feeds, but we will get into what we can here, as we run through the day. There were some changes to the, or at least some theoretical changes to the plan, for the renom if Mirai were to win the veto. The day also starts with some changes in relationships, at least a little bit here. It seems like there's a shift between Todrick and Cynthia, particularly. They talk a bit in the morning and just kind of reconcile a little bit, reconnect. Cynthia makes sure to tell him, like, you know, whatever happens in this game, I still have a lot of love for you. That relationship that exists outside of the house seems to be holding true here. That like he kind of wronged her, but he hasn't really wronged her since the first wronging. And she's kind of like gotten over it a little bit, it seems. And she lets him know that like Misha is the target between the two of, you know, Todrick and Misha, that she would not go after him. And this conversation, seems true on her part. And it seems to also hold for Todrick, who later in the day is going to really go out of his way to not mention targeting Cynthia.
Yeah. And I think that this sort of launches Cynthia into what she's going to do for the rest of the day, which is like talk bad about Misha. But it really did sort of shift the target off of Todrick. Like he did accomplish what he was trying to do. And I think that it's good that he's trying to rebuild these relationships, because Misha is only making a bigger target on herself. And he needs to minimize his target because he could really find himself on the block next to her as early as next cycle.
Yeah, I would say overall, this was a pretty good day for Todrick. He did some good work here and there. And I think he seems pretty well set up for the next coming weeks or cycles. So so we'll see how that
goes. You guys have been saying cycles, and it just makes me think of America's Next Top Model, because for whatever reason, they never say season. They always say cycle. And I'm like, who won that cycle? You and Iman were talking about it yesterday, and I thought he was going to bring it up. Anyways, I digress.
Well, as you mentioned, both Cynthia and Shayna really are going to go off about Misha over the course of the day. A lot of it in the morning and then some of it later on in the day as well. They really dislike her. I can't say that. I don't know if there was like a specific event that sparked this, or if it was just kind of, building and building. But they point to a lot of different things that she does that they don't like. In particular, there was, she had made some food and Cynthia was like, oh, that smells really good. That seems really good. But then, Misha did not want to share the food. But then maybe she offered it to Lamar instead. And she was really annoyed about that. And so she was like, I'm not going to share any food with, with Misha. And Shayna's just like not into her. She's like acting like she's running the house. Like she's not down with
it. Snapped her fingers.
Snapping her fingers
at Shayna.
Mm-hmm. Lots of talk here about Misha, who, you know, we talked yesterday about Todrick, and his social game seeming to falter, but he really recovered today, and Misha, is definitely, on the downward swing here.
Yeah, I think her, like, for lack of a better term, just like her bedside manner is like not awesome. Like she sort of struggles with like putting on false niceties. She just sort of is like, come as you are, which is not the best way to play Big Brother. I mean, I'm sure like in real life, there's amazing advantages to just like being blunt and upfront about what you want and what you expect out of people. But in Big Brother, like, you know, you maybe put on the niceties a little bit and share the shrimp that you made or whatever. So yeah, I think that she just, and I also think that because she is that like BC level player, she's just like so upfront about what she's thinking with like most people that for these other players who are on her same level, they're like, perfect. I agree. She's being honest with me. She's laying it out really well. I love it. People like Todd Bridges, people like Lamar, they're like easy to understand. Got it. But then people like Shayna and people like Cynthia are like, why is she just like saying things? And why is she like, she just has, I think the way that she's playing the game specifically is rubbing some of these people the wrong way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And really, she's fulfilling the role to a T of what Todrick wanted from her as a partner in mm-hmm. the game, which is somebody that is more abrasive than him, a bigger target than him, and that he could probably mm-hmm. win against in the end, which is seeming a little bit more likely as later in the day, Shayna and Cynthia both agree that there is no way that they will vote for Misha if she gets to the end. They would, and Cynthia says specifically she would vote for Todrick over Misha.
Well, there you go.
Big news for Todrick.
Mm-hmm.
Todd is also Kirkpatrick and Todrick are going to talk a bit. Kirkpatrick has been stressing about what to do with this whole veto situation. If Mirai is to win the veto, then what does he do? I mentioned yesterday that he had said, the plan would be put Lamar on the block, send Lamar home to weaken Todrick and Misha. But he has fallen off of that idea. He does not think that he can get away with that kind of move. And he is instead focused on, you know what? I don't really have a relationship with Catan. I'll just send out Catan. If Mirai wins the veto, Catan will go. And with that in mind, who do I put up as a pawn next to Catan to send him home? Todrick, of course, is like, what are you talking about, Catan? Carson. Put Carson on the block. But definitely don't put up Cynthia. I think I can trust Cynthia. And they talk a little bit about like their loyalty together as well. And like the relationship they're building, but Kirkpatrick is really in his head about like, who can I put up to make sure that the Catan goes home?
Yeah. And that's why you were pointed out the conversation between Cynthia and Todrick was really important, because as the day goes on and Todrick's like, well, I don't want to vote out Cynthia, that becomes good news for Kirkpatrick.
Yes. Who is like, wait a minute. Maybe I can put up Cynthia. Todd is also going to do some funny things here. He's going to go around pitching a final four with himself, Misha, Kirkpatrick, and Lamar, which, I mean, he's like, you can see, this is one of those situations, like, you can see theoretically why he would want something like this, because mm-hmm. he's close to Kirkpatrick, he's close to Misha, between like in those pairs, like between Kirkpatrick and Shayna, he's closer to Kirkpatrick. Between Todrick and Misha, I'm not sure that he's closer to Misha, but he's I don't know why he's choosing. He said he had a final two deal with her, but and he's telling people about it, But then he's got Lamar. And so that final four is theoretically one from each pair and then his pair. And then he should have an advantage there theoretically. But he's just flat out telling people this,
in the middle of the kitchen.
Yeah. And by excluding their pair, of course, Kirkpatrick just went right to Shayna. Like, oh, so Todd doesn't want you in the game, by the way.
And she was like, yeah, I know, because I was just in the kitchen and he left your room and immediately went up to Misha while I was standing there and was like, our final four with me, you, Lamar, and Kirkpatrick is set. And Shayna was like, hello.
Oh, boy. So that's what Todd's up to. He's up to this a little bit more later as well. When he talks to Shayna, also is discussing with her again the situation about who can we replace Mirai with if she wins the veto. And he talks about this option of, well, I don't think they'll vote out Cynthia. So maybe I can put up Cynthia. I certainly can't do Carson. They'll definitely vote out Carson. But if I put up Cynthia, maybe we can get Katan out. And that's maybe how this can work. And then hopefully you can win HOH next week, or you know what, but we can't be the people to split up Todrick and Misha. We definitely need to split them up. Kirkpatrick would prefer that Todrick go over Misha. He has a closer bond with Misha. But most other people are looking at the other direction, which is Misha going out over Todrick. But he really feels that it can't be himself or Shayna to target Todrick and Misha, to break them up, because it would not be honorable. It would be against their word.
But I thought he was like a big fan of Big Brother.
I think what happened with Mirai in the drama that occurred really accelerated the idea of playing a clean game. There's been a lot of talk, and later, Misha and Todrick are going to talk to Kirkpatrick about how, Todrick, it would prefer to not send Mirai out if possible, because, she represents the Asian community and he understands how alone she feels in this house. And Kirkpatrick isn't really fond of that line of reasoning, but he doesn't really want to talk too much about it on camera. And I think that, with everything that's happening, there's a sense of okay, maybe we're not adhering to these standards, but we are adhering to standards. We are being moral and right and honoring our word in this house. There might be complaints over here, but this is what we're doing. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. I was wondering if maybe also Todrick has sort of propelled this line of thinking, because when he, ratted everybody out and Teddy was confronting him, he was like, well, I'm trying to play a clean game. It's very important to me what these people think of me, and I'm trying to play clean. And I think maybe people picked up on that and they were like, oh, I guess that's the unspoken rule of the house that we have to play clean. But Shayna is giving Allison Irwin, so she's doing whatever she wants, and that's why she's at level J, versus what everybody else is doing. I just think it's interesting that and he was like, I don't want to backdoor anybody. He's like, that would not be cool to backdoor somebody. And I was like, you're a fan. That's the best move you can make in Big Brother. I'm confused.
Yeah, there was definitely a lot of talk from Todrick, a few days ago about image, and mm-hmm. stuff. And this isn't too different than what we normally see on a celebrity season. In the first season, there was a lot of talk about image and optics. In the second season, there was a lot of talk. There were accusations and there were defenses, and so. Not super surprising that we're seeing this from this cast. Unfortunate that this is kind of their takeaway so far, which is that we have to play the most boring game possible in order to maintain our image. So that's kind of what's happening here. Kirkpatrick is thinking that perhaps Cynthia is the option, but he is still not locked in here by any means. Who knows what will happen tonight.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Mariah is going to have some difficulty over the course of the day. We heard a lot about how she was really upset before the feed started, spent days crying. We saw a little bit of that yesterday on the feeds. She's feeling down. And the inciting incident seems to be here. I mean, she'd already been feeling down and isolated as per usual in the house. But she's having a conversation with Todd. And it's kind of a weird conversation because first he's like, are you okay? And she's like, yep. He's like, don't lie. You're lying. Why are you lying? And she's like, no, it's fine. No, you're not. You're clearly not fine. Stop lying. She's like, okay, yeah, I'm not feeling great. And then he's like, well, you should pray on it. And she's like, okay. And he's like, what? You believe in God? Well, no, I mean, I'm agnostic. He's like, oh, that's cool. He's like, thanks. But maybe it's time to start believing. And she's like, oh. And he starts talking about how he knows God is real because of his experiences. And she starts crying. And she's like, this is really heavy stuff here. And he's like, I'm not trying to make you cry. I just feel like, you know, it's never too late to start believing in this. And it's just super awkward and weird. And I really feel for Mariah here.
You know, I think that it's like so interesting that on Big Brother proper, like they always try to get somebody who's super religious to combat the person who's super not. And then they want to see what they do. And who thought that we would get the most content out of this in the celebrity version? Like we would get the conversation that the producers like try and cast to set up for, you know, it's very... Yeah, I feel for her too. She was like alone in the sauna room, like setting up rocks, talking to herself. And Shayna came in and was like, hi, are you okay? And she was like, mm-hmm. And Shayna left and she was like, right back up to the HOH room you go. And she was just like talking to herself and the camera. And there was another moment where they were all talking, like it was a big group of them and they were talking to her about figure skating. And they were sort of pointing out the inequities in figure skating and how like the system is a little bit messed up. And she got like very defensive over it. And I think she was misunderstanding what they were trying to do, like say, like it was Todrick and Misha and Shayna. And they were trying to, I think, like give empathy to her, but then she got defensive and she was like, what do you like? I can't change it. And they were like, oh no, we didn't. We're just like pointing it out. And I think that there's just like a disconnect between her and the rest of the house. Like it was just a basic misunderstanding. But then like when they left the room, Todrick and Misha were like, that was so weird the way that she reacted. And I just feel like I feel for her. Like you said, Taryn, I just think that she's just having trouble fitting in.
Yeah. And, you know, it's so clear that she's struggling here. And I feel like there's not a lot of empathy for her in the house. And I think I'm assuming that a lot of that stems from whatever it is that happened before the feed started. And I feel like we see this often, like we saw it on Big Brother Canada 9 as well, where like there was this big incident that happened before the feed started. And then because of that scandal. Yeah, exactly. Because of that, it's okay that we're treating this person poorly. Right. Like, and we see that all the time. And I think it really accentuates the flaw in that line of reasoning, because when you don't see that incident, you're just seeing people treat another person poorly. And you're like, why? Like, they're so clearly just struggling. Why are you being so unempathetic? It's so jarring at times. So it's unfortunate, this situation going on here. But we'll see. We'll see how it goes. Mariah, not like super pumped on being there anymore. But she is still saying like, I got to win this veto. I got to win it. So.
Yeah, she's a fighter. She's not a quitter. She's an Olympian. You know, she's going to do what she's got to do.
Yeah. So Kirkpatrick's going to talk to Todrick a bit more. And this is when Todrick really seems to, in my eyes, or at least to me, expose what he's thinking now in terms of Cynthia and Carson, where Kirkpatrick's asking Todrick about, like, what might you do next week if, say, you know, Mirai goes. And Todrick says that he would probably put Carson up next to Catan, which is not Cynthia. And he's like, okay, but what if Catan goes? And he's like, well, maybe Todd or Lamar, which is also not Cynthia, and Todd or Lamar, which is definitely interesting there. Now, again, who knows what he might actually do, but that conversation with Cynthia really seems to have made an impact.
Yeah. It's just so interesting. And that's like, I saw a lot of discourse online about the fact that Chris Kirkpatrick was like thinking that if Mariah's off the block, he'll put Cynthia up there as the replacement nominee, and people being like, no, they're going to vote her out. And I don't think that they will. Like, there's been no talk about if he replaces Cynthia, that like they'll go behind his back. And they would have to, I mean, it's like they're working with Todd and Lamar here. They would have to drill this into their heads all day today or last night that like that's what they're going to do. And there's been no talk about that at all. It's going to be all live. So it's not like they'll, you know, be able to move into a corner and strategize.
Yeah, I wouldn't expect any surprises tonight because of how quickly things are going to go. If there's going to be a change in plan from what I'm talking about now to tonight, it's probably going to be talked about on the feeds prior to tonight as like, okay, well, maybe now that we're thinking about it, now that it's getting closer, if this happens, we might want to do this. I would be very surprised if, you know, Cynthia went up and then with no discussion prior on the feeds, they're like, you know what, screw it, we got to get Cynthia out. Or
yeah.
Or even like taking Catan out over Mirai, which is something that they should consider at least. But I don't expect anything like that to happen.
And that's something in Big Brother proper that like would happen, right? But because these people are like, but we like Cynthia, like people like Todd and Lamar, like they're not going to vote Cynthia out next to Catan without any strategy talk beforehand.
Yeah, and there's just like not enough sort of forethought, I think, in these players. Kirkpatrick is going to let Cynthia know what he's thinking about the replacement nominee, that he may have to throw her up there, and she's basically like, that's fine. That's I'm good to go up. Even though they also talk about, but you know, they could vote me out, right? They're like, yeah. That's scary. So I don't want to do it, but I don't know.
And Christopher Patrick tells her like, yeah, but if they voted you out, then we'd know. It's like, obviously, but she's gone. Wait, why are you saying that to her? That's something you say to Shayna. Oh my God. This is why I'm like, are you a fan? Like, you're a real fan. Your son knows who wants to see my HOH room. You know who Ian is. I'm very confused.
Yeah, and he also talks to Carson about it, and Carson is like, oh, so you're going to put up Cynthia? And he's like, yeah, so I'm thinking maybe I might have to, I'm not sure. And Carson's like, okay. Well, I guess we would just have to, you know, have the numbers to make sure she was safe, right? So that's, yeah. And we would, right? We would have, you know, me and Shayna
and you, but you can't vote.
And they would have Oh, wow. So yeah. That's not good.
Yeah, he's like, that's not good. Can I use your bubble bath though? Is that okay?
not a lot of fighting, Carson.
And that's why it's like so funny that Todrick is like, he is the most dangerous, because he's just sort of like he's like doing a bubble bath and like baking cakes and hanging out. Like he's just the, it's no surprise to me watching him why Carson has had a 30 plus year career as a television personality. Mm-hmm. He is so entertaining. My mom called me after the premiere episode and she was like, I just love that guy, Carson. I was like, yeah, everybody does. He's fabulous. So he maybe is not giving the most fight in the Big Brother sense, but he is really giving us the entertainment.
Maybe the play for Todrick is to take out all of the most likable people and just leave in the least likable people, and then he'll become the most likable left.
I mean, it worked for Josh. Who knows?
Kirkpatrick is going to talk with Todrick and Misha again last night. This is like sort of during the episode, maybe a little bit after. And it's basically just another full session of trying to convince him to put up Carson, sort of going in circles again, running through scenarios again. Misha's like, let me do the math for you here. If we don't put up Carson now, she literally says that phrase. Yeah, let me do the math for you again. Which I thought was, don't say that to somebody.
Especially like a grown man. Maybe yeah, not the best.
And this is when they talk a little bit about how it was actually Misha that brought it up, because Todrick has had this conversation with Misha about he'd prefer for Mariah not to go because she represents the Asian community. Misha brings that up and Todrick's like, yeah, but I'm still willing to take her out, Kirkpatrick. Don't think that that's what I'm doing. And then it gets uncomfortable and it's weird. And after this conversation, Todrick and Misha are kind of like, can we trust Kirkpatrick? I don't know if he's with us like we thought he was with us. Misha was a big threat.
Yeah, like in the conversation, he's like, well, Carson isn't really a big threat to me the way that like you are, Misha.
Yeah.
Like, he's like saying that to her. That's why I keep being like, I thought I heard tell that this man was a super fan. I'm confused by like some of these things that Kirkpatrick has done when I was watching the feed. But also then he's like, well, if Mariah comes down, like Todrick, you'll just take her out next week. Right. And Todrick was like, no, yeah, that's not happening. Absolutely not. Like I told you that you could do what you wanted. I don't want Mariah out, but like, the whole point is that if you are the HOH, you can do what you want and I will support you. And like before Todrick came into the room, Kirkpatrick was like, Misha, like, I'm just worried if Mariah comes down, like, will you guys put her up next week? And Misha was like, absolutely. He's for the team. And then when they were alone, Todrick was like, Misha, I'm not doing that. Like, absolutely not. And she was like, I know. He was saying that I was a threat. I'm not really sure what's going on. So I think that the problem is that like, he's just talking too much.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's just, because he's repeating himself over and over and over again. And I think that the problem is that he's saying a lot of stuff to Shayna and she's like a yes woman, right? Like she's going to be like, absolutely to everything he says. So then he's emboldened by that to just like say it to whoever. And it's like, don't say that out loud to her, please. Maybe keep it in.
Yeah,
I don't know. I mean,
it's like if Kirkpatrick is a fan of the show, it's like he doesn't realize that, you know, talking at the TV about, you know, what he thinks of the strategy is a different thing than talking to people in the house about,
yes,
what he thinks about the strategy.
That's the perfect way to phrase it. It's like he's talking with his wife, who like watches one or two nights a week, and he's explaining to her the move that he would make as HOH. Like that's how he's talking to everybody.
Yeah. So, I mean, overall, I would say Todrick is the biggest winner of the day between sort of the Cynthia thing, the everybody against Misha thing, and the Catan thing. The fact that Kirkpatrick is now looking to get Catan out is huge, because it means that he's definitely not losing a number on his side in Lamar, Todd, or theoretically Mariah, if Mariah is to win the veto. If Mariah goes, then it's still, you know, the same. But this backup plan has been shifted to something where if Mariah wins, that's very good for Todrick and Misha, of course. But but overall, pretty good day for Todrick here. He's also going to talk to Mariah late into the night and give her a bit of a pep talk, which, you know, it's, in terms of pep talks, I would probably, I don't know, maybe a B level pep talk at best.
Yeah, he's not quite at level J yet, but, no. You know, I also just wanted to say that, like, Chris Kattan is like the anti Shayna. Like, I saw Chris Kattan zero times on feeds yesterday. Like, literally zero. I was waiting for him to pop up. I saw him under covers. So I saw his hair sticking out from under covers. Like, I did not see him at all. And every single conversation that I would sit and watch, within 5 minutes, Shayna would pop in. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, she really is, like, floating the best way possible. Like, she, it was just really funny for me to watch the feeds yesterday after, like, watching Xavier, Tiffany, and Kylan, like, you know, I was like, oh my gosh, it made me appreciate, like, last season we got like three of the best to ever do it. And now I'm watching like the center of the house is Chris Kirkpatrick, who like was telling Misha, like, you're kind of a threat. Like that. So it was just like very refreshing to see someone like Shayna just like playing really Big Brother proper in the celebrity season, you know?
I would love to see Shayna get an HOH or something. It's because, you know, I think that her social game is easily the best in the house. As you said, like, she can pretty much go anywhere, talk to anyone, get information. Most people, I wouldn't say like fully trust her, but have enough of a working relationship with her that they're not going to be targeting her anytime soon. What she hasn't done is really pushed anything. She seems very content, as you said, to be a yes woman, kind of just like, mm-hmm. you know, this is all Kirkpatrick. She hasn't really influenced Kirkpatrick's decisions in any way. She's kind of just letting him do what he wants, which is kind of a missed opportunity, because if she had a good idea of what should be done, I think she would have a lot of influence there, and it would prevent Kirkpatrick from kind of throwing it up a little bit like he might be. So we'll see on that front. I'm very curious to see how much sort of like strategic pushing Shayna has in her, because I think that may be necessary for her if she wants to take a win here.
I think also the issue is that, like, she's like, oh, well, I don't have to push him to go against Misha because Cynthia and Carson will. But, like, I think that that's a big mistake that people make in the game of Big Brother, where the person who's wielding power, you're like, well, I'm not going to push them to do what I want them to do because there are other people in the house who would want to do what I want them to do, but they're not in power, and there's no guarantee that they'll ever get in power, that they'll ever win an HOH. Like, we could watch the rest of the season with Misha and Todrick going back to back, passing HOHs back and forth. Like, I think that the problem with that line of thinking is that if you have someone who, like, you can get in their ear, who is in power, you have to go for it. And I think that that's a good point, Taryn, that you made, that, like, you want to see her push.
Yes. All right. Well, that's pretty much what I've got from the day. Maggie, anything else that you wanted to bring up?
Nope. That's all. Yeah. Pretty boring, kind of, yeah. Honestly.
It's lots of just been, pushing up
pickles. Like, yeah. I had to hear Chris Kirkpatrick say bread and butter pickle one more time. I was like, oh my gosh.
Lamar took a nasty looking fall last night, which was not great. But yeah, there's
I love Lamar.
He's
I love him so much.
He is kind of like, we talked a little bit about it last night, but he's really the only person that seems to be able to connect to Mirai in any way. Like even when Todrick is giving Mirai a pep talk, he's trying to talk to Mirai. You can tell, I don't want to be too cynical here. I think he was genuinely trying to cheer her up. And I think that's part of why the pep talk wasn't great, because his genuine desire to cheer her up was causing him to get frustrated when it wasn't working, which kind of like interfered with the pep talk a little bit. But I think part of this also was him realizing like, this is how you play Big Brother, right? Like this is a person on the outs that I can be good with. And if she is voted out, you know, this week, then hopefully this is going to be great for jury management. I'm sure that was in his head, even though I'm sure there was also a part of him that genuinely wanted to cheer her up. But his failure to cheer her up was because they're just on completely different wavelengths. Like he doesn't seem to understand that, like, his method of trying to cheer her up in the same way that Todd didn't really understand it, is just not connecting with her. It's not what she can relate to. It's not what she is. It's not something that she is going to respond to. Lamar, has at least a little piece of, you know, they're Olympians, they're athletes. There's something there that they can both sort of connect with at least a little bit. And he seems to be the only one that can really kind of break through to her and get her to kind of, be a little bit happy at times.
Yeah. He's so like, I loved him from when he was like on the Kardashians. Like I've always like really thought Lamar was like a really good person who clearly has like a lot of inner demons that he's had to go up against. And I just love that he's just like being himself to like the fullest degree in there, giving us hilarious, memeable moments, like being very sweet, like you said, to people, like genuinely wanting everybody to be happy and have a good time. I just think that he's so great. I mean, he is calling Julie like Julia Chen. Like he doesn't know where he is or what time it is or what's going to happen. Like he literally asked Mariah, he's like, if you win the veto, you'll probably use it on yourself, right? And she was like, yes, I would. And he was like, oh. And then who would you put up? And she was like, I don't decide that. I'm not in charge if I win. And he was like, oh, who decides it? She was like, the person in charge.
Yeah. She just needs the pancake. We'll be all right. Mm-hmm. All right. So that's what we've got for you today. You know, as I said, there's a chance that we get something a little exciting tonight. Who knows? But I wouldn't expect it too much. It should be, as of right now, if Mirai does not win the veto, it will be Mirai that's voted out. If she does win the veto, it is looking like it's Catan that will be voted out, with not too much room for anything else unless we get more discussion today on the feeds prior to tonight. But who knows? Anything could theoretically happen. It's live, and these players are a little wild, so you never know, but should be a fun time, and I look forward to watching it with you on Twitch live, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. Come join me, and then after the episode there will be a podcast where they will break down everything that goes on the episode. Maggie, where can people find you?
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram and TikTok at @MLMorgan_.
All right.
And also, I podcast about the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City on the Wrap Up with the one and only Jacob Jones. We're coming to the end of the season, but 2 weeks ago we had Evie on, Evie Jagoda from Survivor, this past season of Survivor. Come check us out if you're interested. You don't really have to watch the show because Jacob and I kind of are just talking about, but come check us out.
Yes. And Evie was just on, played some Goose Duck with us yesterday as well.
Yeah, Evie is watching Big Brother this season, so maybe they're watching this update, but they were really funny on Twitter about it.
Yeah, I believe that somebody asked them if they were watching. They said, duh. So, there you go.
Great. Hi, Evie.
All right, that's what we have for you today. Thank you so much for joining us, and I will see you next time.
is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.